Have you ever missed your turning or failed to turn off a kind of motorway, really, and missed your turn off and had to drive on further? Well, that's what's happened to me on the road between Cork and Limerick, on the road between Cork and Cong, which we'll come to where that is in a minute. And I don't suspect very many Irish people will be interested in this audiobook, to be honest, because, you know, so what? They know the place, they know the countryside, they know what it's like, and there won't be much. Since it's getting dark, it's now 5:20 in the evening, and I'm 8 kilometres from Tipperary, and Irish people aren't going to be very, you know, aren't going to regard the place names that we pass by as being in any way exotic. But there is maybe one person in Canada, in Toronto, who might be interested in a road trip, a road journey. So, you know, I'll focus on making this interesting to somebody who hasn't yet been to Ireland and who might not even be from Irish American extraction. So we're really on the road to Tipperary, and it's a short road to Tipperary. And who was it who wrote "It's a Long Way to Tipperary"? Now, there's a good question, and I haven't got my Google here, and I don't think it was Percy French. I'm just passing a sign now that says Chapel Road. Yeah, that was what it said, and if I'd been quick enough, I'd be able to know Bohor on something. Bohor being the Irish word for a cow track. Bow being a cow, and a har, I think it's mainly a crossing over of cows or something like that. But basically, it's the Irish word for road. So it's dark, and here we have a symbol here. It says 100 kilometers per hour here, and it also has a symbol that says you could be caught in a speed camera. There are very few in Ireland, very few speed cameras in Ireland in comparison with the UK. I remember once getting 2 speed tickets on the same journey in Bath. That's another story. The UK, that was. Yeah, so it's a twisty, turny road. On the right and left, there are trees, they're evergreen, you know, so they block out what it's like. I imagine, I'm not looking at it now because my iPhone's on the seat beside me and I'm recording as I drive along in a completely hands-free mode, that I imagine that the signal is pretty weak too out here. This would be a very nice situation if I had managed to get out of Cork when I planned, which was 2 hours ago, I would have been here. There are cars coming against me with headlights hitting me. Sometimes they dip, most times they dip. And here's another signpost off on the left-hand side, and that says Mountain Road. Right. Mountain Road. So, I mean, none of you outside Ireland would call these mountains. These are hills. But for us, they can be mountainy, really. Can't see them very well. The only thing I really do know is that since it's 7 degrees and it's dry, and that's good. And just in case you also have feelings about driving in the dark, I hate it. I really do. You know, it's I've had a number of occasions in my life when I really shouldn't have been driving at all, when I was so tired that I was genuinely afraid I would fall asleep at the wheel. I never have, but so it was the first time. So looking up at the sky is dark, but there are patches of light. I'm heading more or less into the sun, which can't be seen anyway, because I, having taken the wrong turn out of Cork, I went further. I really went further east than I meant, and further north than I meant. So I have had to double back, and I end up heading almost due west now, I think. Cong. While I'm waiting for something interesting to happen on the road, I'll tell you about Cong. Well, Cong is famous for 2 things. And I think it's probably more famous, if you like, around the world, in connection with a film that was shot there, called The Quiet Man. And even then, it wouldn't be that famous. Hang on, we're just passing it somewhere now. We're passing Cordon Gang. I think it said Cordan. I'm not entirely sure. I couldn't see too carefully. Welcome to Tipperary. We're crossing the county boundary. We're moving from what county was I in before? I may have been in Waterford actually, or Cork, into Tipperary anyway. And Tipperary is it the biggest county in Ireland? I think it might be. It would be in between Cork and Tipperary, which one is the biggest. And Tipperary as a county is divided into two parts, you know. You know that Caesar Gallic Wars Book 1, Omnia Gallia Divisa Est in Tres Partes or something like that. Forgive my Latin, it's not that fluent. But all Tipperary is divided in two parts, North Riding and South Riding. And I will leave you in the safe hands if anybody is interested in contact the American in Tipperary. Bernie Goldback, Top Gold and all good social networks. The tourist office is just ahead. I don't know, I can't imagine any tourists coming along this road, but they do, because I'm travelling on a road that is a green one. You know, it kind of is that kind of status. Tipperary is here in green. It's twinned with Portonnay. Portonnay, is that, did I see it right? In France. They've got a heritage centre, a tourist office. Tipperary is not a small place by the size of Irish towns. It's a reasonable size, and there's paid parking in operation and here. And they obviously don't need to attract people into Tipperary because they more have to ration the scarce parking slots that they have available, and that's why they charge, I'm quite sure, and all that. Knockanrawley. Now, that's a place, Knockanrawley. Just saying these names, they're as exotic. Well, they're not as exotic to me as they are to you, but they really are a bit exotic. Drive into Tipperary from this side and you hang a left here at a little roundabout, and I think Limerick is straight on. So where was I really? I was at something else and I've got distracted. But that's the nature of this particular conversation here. Or it's not a conversation, it's a kind of monologue, and I better keep going, because on the right-hand side is a signpost that says Cashel on the N74, and then there's another place called Goulden, 13 kilometres. Now, Goulden is a place I've heard of, but I can't remember why. Ah, the Christmas tree lights are up! Okay, there's a Roma takeaway on the left-hand side. The Roma. Don't think it's Roma. Gypsies. A Lidl here on the right-hand side. They're the big... Are they German or Scandinavian or whatever they are? Anyway, they're a big... they're in competition with the other big players in Ireland, which would be Tesco's and Super Value and... Dunn's, basically. They're the key ones. So you got a crowd called Lidl and a crowd called Aldi. And they're strong players, growing in market share. And here I am, I'm stopping to let somebody cross the road at Kirby's Pharmacy. The thing about high streets, if you like, in Ireland, and if you haven't been here, you just can't imagine it. They are sumptuous places. Most Irish people would take them entirely for granted. I mean, a street is a street is a street, and, you know, they might be able to tell you how many pubs there were. But I can tell you that if you took any... Take this main street, or you took the main street in Mallow, the main street in Fermoy, and absolutely certainly the main street in Clonakilty. I mean, these are streets that, you know, are vulnerable to being destroyed by out-of-town shopping centres. And if they are... The whole character of the street will disappear, and the centre of the place will... There's Tipperary Pharmacy, and there is Jade Garden. I guess that's a Chinese restaurant or something. And there's Stephen's Shoe Emporium. And there is, you know, I don't know. There's a left to Charlevin, a left to Emily, and a left to Galbally. And I take a right turn here. Galbally, that's on the 662, and I head towards Limerick Junction. Now, the wonderful thing about Limerick Junction... which Irish people wouldn't need to be told, of course. Maybe they would need to be told if they come from Donegal, because how on earth would somebody from Donegal know that Limerick Junction is not in Limerick? Limerick Junction is in Tipperary. Now, perhaps, again, the bold Sir Bernard Goldback will tell us why it's called Limerick Junction. It's obviously, it is the train junction where you get the train to Limerick. It is entirely possible, I suppose, that it just got its name through popular use and eventually had to make a signpost, and they made one. I don't know the history. Maybe I should look up the Annals of Ireland. There is a book called The Annals of Ireland. Okay, petrol is 1.61 for unleaded and 157 for diesel here. I got it for 156 a bit further back, but I guess that's the... I nearly said the asking price. I think I was back in Egypt again, where you negotiate over everything. No. Now, there's a Tesco's now. There's a Tesco's open from Monday to Saturday, 8 to 10, and Sunday then from 10 to 8. Here we are, and we motor on. I'm actually not going to stop and start the audio boo. I'm going to carry on to the end, which is a 20-minute slot. And, you know, because I have so many things to do, I'm just going to put it up as one single thing. Ah, we've come to Boher Crow, B-O-H-E-R, Boher Crow Roundabout. The roundabouts in Ireland aren't a patch on the roundabouts in the southwest of France. When we went on holidays to the southwest of France, the whole of a department, the whole department of, I can't even remember, there was assigned to OOLA. O-O-L-A. OOLA. Not Ulaanbaatar, OOLA. Okay, so here we were back in the roundabouts of the southwest of France. Yeah, the southwest of France, which is a terrific place to go, very, very flat. I think I'm talking about Les Landes, but I might be talking of the department below Les Landes. Certainly it's where we were on holidays, around Royan and places like that, north of Bordeaux. But anyway, the whole thing is that the roundabouts are a feature, and they're a talking point, and a huge amount of creativity is invested. That's not the right word, if that is the right word, invested in making the roundabouts. It's as if there was a roundabout competition. Roundabouts in Ireland are terribly boring, they're very functional. The most you can say about them is whether or not they have a signpost to where you want to go to. But I doubt very much that a single Irish person could name a beautiful roundabout. And if you gave me a map, I could show you where there were 20 of them in one single close area in France. I mean, the excuse that Ireland would have would be that, no. These are inland places. The French only put them out at the seaside place. And the fact that they put beaches and balls and shovels and sandcastles in the middle of the road in a roundabout, you know, well, that's just the French because they got good weather. So the Irish excuse is probably the weather. Well, of course, you could say that the Irish excuse is that, okay, you can't expect the public authorities to spend money on roundabouts. After all, money is needed for hospitals. But where in Ireland? Now, here we are at Limerick Junction, right? Limerick Junction station. It's actually a train station. And there's a B&B called the Bid and Bittle, advertised on the left. Never heard of a place called Bid and Bittle before. Over the Humpty Back Bridge, down the other side, and we're onwards and upwards to Limerick in a westerly direction. Okay, this is chapter 3, I think, of this audioboo, although it's simply a continuation of chapters 1 and 2. And here I can tell you that there's a bed and breakfast on one side of the road, another one on the other side of the road, another bed and breakfast, and then a public car park. Now, I wish I could describe the sky to you, but there's so much ambient light that I can't see the stars. Bloody cold today, actually. South Tipperary County Council. Now, that's just a... Ballykistine. Kistine. K-I-S-T-E-E-N. That rings some class of a bell, but I don't know what it is. In front of me is a couple of cars, and coming against me is one more. But the Irish countryside is full of bed and breakfast. It's one of the most charming feature of Ireland. Oh, here's a hotel. Is a four-star hotel, wow, called the Ballykistine. Oh, Hotel and Golf Resort. I have heard of that place, and actually, they've even got a sign up outside saying, you know, golf membership now open, and they say how much it is. That, I'm going to do a little rant here. I'm utterly delighted that the golf courses of Ireland have got their comeuppance. When I came back to Ireland in 2005, I had a real habit of playing golf and a real interest in continuing to play the game on a regular basis. I wanted to join a golf club. Unfortunately, the golf clubs of Ireland at the time had better things to do than trying to welcome a potential new member. And if I tell you that it was as difficult as to get into a golf club, as it would have been to jump all the way around the Grand National Racetrack in Aintree. Now I'm coming to a place called Monard, which is on Voinard. Now my Irish do not take me as an authority. I strongly suspect that the American, the quiet American, the quiet man, is where he is right now. He's up in Cong. I started to tell you about where Cong was. By the way, I'm making a serious effort in the last, Cullen off to the left, in the last part of this year and in the whole of next year, to stop jumping about when I talk about things and to stay on track on a single topic and relax into the topic rather than go hyper off the topic. I no longer want to justify that as just the way I am. I want to say it probably doesn't do anybody any good. It's 100 kilometers per hour in this direction, and we're now back on the open road again, and you can see a whole load of cars coming against me. I'm alone in the car, probably, actually probably maybe even on their way from Limerick. I really can't pretend to know whether those people are at 36 minutes past 5, people who bunked off work at 4:30 and are on their way home. Okay, we've got an advertisement for the Shannon region. Now the Shannon is 214 miles long, it's the longest river in the British Isles, and it's got Lough Derg, Lough Allen, Lough Ree, and Lough Derg going from the top down. And it's a super river. You know, it really is a tremendously important artery down the centre of the island of Ireland. And, you know, it's much longer than the Liffey, so, you know, Dubliners eat your heart out. You've only got a piddly little river like the Liffey, whereas, you know, Limerick and Killaloe and Athlone all have the Shannon. And I suspect Ballyshannon has the Shannon too. Oh, there are Irish songs that have the Shannon waters flow. We got cafe calming, it's traffic calming, a few hundred kilometers ahead. We're now going into 60 kilometers an hour. So those of you who are in North America and listening to this, you know, here in Ireland we have to, here we've gone, was that 60? We're now into a 50. The entry to Ula is a 50. What would be typical over here, for example, would be that the people who live in a certain place would lobby their local member of parliament, their TD, to get a cafe or traffic calming put in, changing the speed limit and stuff. And the politician would win brownie points for getting elected at the next election by achieving. I seem to be driving 51 miles per hour in a 50 mile an hour zone, or 50 kilometres. Serious, I better watch that. I mean, they really, in the UK, I think they give you 10% leeway on either side. I mean, certainly, definitely give you 5%. And there's a pub, at last I see a pub. Can't tell its name, but we'll keep going. Any minute, I'll look at the audio boo, I'll see the 20 minutes is up, and there I get petrol 146, but it's 146.9. You know, they do that sort of stuff over here. They do that in North America. Do they sell stuff for, you know, I don't know what, $6.99 and $7.99? And maybe we learned it from the North Americans. I gotta be awfully careful, don't I? I mean, you can easily slide into referring to everybody in North America as Americans, and the Canadians, you know, listen to me cringing and wishing that I wasn't making that stupid mistake. Canada's a very interesting country. There's a whole raft of it, a whole big place of it where they speak French, and a particular type of French which is, I hope nobody will take umbrage at this, but which is kind of quaint in comparison with the French in France. And by quaint I do not mean to be derogatory about it, so maybe I picked the wrong word, but for example here in Ireland you say hello to somebody in Irish, you're saying Diarrhid, or else you say Diasmurgat. And literally translated, that is, God be with you. Or else, God and Mary be with you. So it's deeply ingrained into the culture that there is a language is religious, inherently religious.